Hey folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
It's created problems in family. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. We've been fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
You guys, you're in the dirty underwear. Sniff freaks.
How are you, Lou Job?
Yo, butt ain't made for that!
Jack that fucker up!
Slap some grease on your behind! Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut! And another screw?
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, January 6th, 2015. Coming up on the program today, the masculine sounds of tranny porn, plus Harry Potter goes goth, ISIS terrorists makes us fuck dogs, and a crazy cat lady makes fur coats out of, well, you can figure it out. All this plus your voicemails today on DB.
Push that Pornhub out.
There'll be a lot of ice storms, a lot of snow, and a lot of rain.
Don't slam the fucking door.
Shit, dildo. Shit.
Oh, no. I give my best to Timmy. Ooh.
Right, this right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Tuesday edition of This Stupidity. My name is Tim Henson. It's an extended episode, so if you are sideshow freaks, you'll get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Also, we've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But first, on yesterday's program, I thanked a guy named Andrew for sending me along some great Christmas presents, including 25 hours of tranny porn. Now, I don't have a lot of audio to share with you from these movies, primarily because I haven't had time to go through it all. I can take chicks with dicks only in small doses, but I loaded up one of the DVDs. This one is She-Male Hookers, and it has a feature that I absolutely love. You don't get this with online porn, and that's really where I get 99.9% of my pornography. It's online. XTube, XHamster, Tube8. YouPorn, Pornhub, I can go on and on. With internet porn, you get pop-ups occasionally. Live Jasmine is always popping up, right? I don't know. Live Jasmine must have an incredible advertising budget. They advertise on every fucking porn site. All that goddamn pop-up loads that page with the red background and the webcam going. So, when, you know, internet porn, you'll get pop-up advertisements. On DVD porn, what you'll get is commercials for sex lines. You have to sit through that before the DVD menu will load. And with tranny porn, it's no different. Here is the commercial for the 1-800-TRANNY sex line that plays at the beginning of this DVD.
This is the official TVTS line.
Oh!
Nothing is too nasty for these girls.
Use the term girls loosely here.
Real tits and a hard cock. We're sex-crazed she-males, hot transsexuals, and wicked transvestites, and we want to satisfy your kinky desires.
Take a walk on the wild side with us.
Hook up with horny she-studs.
Call us now.
The term you don't hear very often. Horny she-studs. I'm going to get that put on my business card. Tim Henson, executive she-stud, Distorted View Daily. I took a quick glance at the movie, and a lot of it is in foreign languages, a lot of Spanish. But there is one scene that I started to hear some English, and the problem here is this is just a guy in a wig, I'm pretty sure.
Panties.
You like those panties, baby?
They were my wife's. I mean, she's got like a little pair of tits on her. So, you know, she's had some work done.
I love those panties.
You like those panties, baby? I think you'll like more what's underneath them, baby.
No. It's discouraging to see a tranny with a bigger cock than me.
Yeah, suck it, baby. That's right. Suck that cock, baby.
Suck my womanly cock.
Oh, God, baby, yeah.
So, after the girl sucks the tranny cock, and excuse me for using the word tranny, I know some trannies don't like that, but I think when we're dealing with porn, it's okay to call them trannies. The tranny starts eating the pussy of the girl, but there's a weird moment.
Huh?
Whole fucking video's weird. We're gonna talk about a weird moment.
You got some feathers on your pussy, baby.
She starts plucking the girl's pussy. She's like, oh, you've got some feathers here. And she starts pulling, taint hair, really.
I think your pussy's crying for my cock, baby. It's crying feathers.
Crying feathers. What the fuck does that even mean? That's kind of a mood killer, isn't it? If some guy was eating you out, ladies, and it was like, whoa, honey. You got some feathers down there. Let me pluck them. Your pussy's crying feathers. You'd be like, are you retarded?
Huh?
Hell does that mean?
Yeah. You got some feathers on your pussy, baby. I think your pussy's crying for my cock, baby. It's crying feathers. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to fast forward to the cum shot. Because I just have a feeling, like, this train is going to be very manly when she comes. Whatever.
Oh,
she
yeah.
goes.
Strike it, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Here I come. Yeah. I'm going to come to you. Oh, baby.
Oh. We don't care about her.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, girls. That's enough. Calm the hell down. Thank you again, Andrew. Just a wonderful Christmas gift. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a dumb bit where I try to find poorly written, weird, or disgusting sex stories. I love that today is called Sextastic Tuesday, but nothing about it is sexy. Playing tranny porn, that made me queasy. Today's story will probably make me barf. You know, if past Sextastic Tuesdays are any indication. Today, I've got an infamous piece of fan fiction that has been named the worst fanfic ever. I don't think we've ever read it here on Distorted View Daily. Let's get into My Immortal. It's Harry Potter, goth, and pretty much incomprehensible. It's today's Sextastic Tuesday story. Let's do this.
It's Sextastic.
Now, you're going to have to bear with me here because this is very difficult to read. This was written by what appears to be an 11-year-old girl who hates herself. She's a cutter, I'm guessing. Here we go. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way, and I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name. With purple streaks and red tips that reach my mid-back, and icy blue eyes like limpid tears. And a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. Isn't Amy Lee the singer from Evanescence? I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch. And I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17. I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell, and I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic, and I buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it and a black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. Like they would allow that at Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there wasn't any sun, which I was happy about. Pain. Rain. Love. A lot of preps stared at me. I put up my middle finger at them. Hey, Ebony! Shouted a voice. I looked up. It was Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco? Nothing. But then I heard my friends call me and I had to go away. That's chapter 1. Not a lot happened. Chapter 2. The next day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. So again, that made her very happy. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had. My coffin was black ebony, and inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace. I got out of my coffin and took of my giant MCR t-shirt, which I used for pajamas. Instead, I put on black leather dress, a pentagram necklace, combat boots, and black fishnets. My friend Willow woke up and grinned at me. She flipped her long waist-length raven-black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest-green eyes. Oh my fucking god! I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly. Yeah, so, I said, blushing. Do you like him? She asked. No, I fucking don't! Yeah, right, she said. Just then, Draco walked up to me. Hi, he said. Hi, I replied flirtily. That's her being flirty. Hi. Guess what?
What?
Well, Good Charlotte are having a concert in Hogsmeade, he told me. Oh. My. Fucking. God, I screamed. I love GC. They're my favorite band.
Well, do you want to go with me?
I gasped. Let me fast forward because they end up going to the Good Charlotte concert. We don't need to read about that. But after the concert, after they got their JC concert tees, Draco and I crawled back into his flying Mercedes Benz, but Draco didn't go back to Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into the Forbidden Forest. Draco, I shouted, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car and he walked out of it. I walked out of it too, curiously. What the fucking hell? I asked angrily.
Ebony.
What?
I snapped. So it was more like,
what?
Draco leaned extra close and I looked into his gothic red eyes. He was wearing color contacts, which revealed so much depressing sorrow and evilness. And then suddenly I didn't feel mad anymore. And then suddenly, just as I, Draco, kissed me passionately. I probably wasn't supposed to be there. Draco climbed on top of me and we started to make out keenly against a tree. He took off my top and I took off his clothes. I even took off my bra. Then he put his thingy into my you-know-what and we did it for the first time. Oh! 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 I screamed. I was beginning to get an orgasm. Not like catching a cold. We started to kiss everywhere and my pale body became all warm. And then... What the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers? It was Dumbledore! Draco explained to Dumbledore, look, we're in love. And then Dumbledore was like, okay, go back to your rooms. All right, so the next day I woke up in my coffin. I put on a black miniskirt. I feel like I have to read this in my goth voice. I don't know why I haven't been doing it up to this point.
I put on a black miniskirt that was all ripped with red skulls all over it and high-heeled boots. In the Great Hall, I ate some Count Chocula cereal with blood instead of milk and a glass of red blood. Suddenly, someone bumped into me. All the blood spilled over my top. You bastard! I shouted angrily. I regretted saying it when I looked up because I was looking into the pale white face of a gothic boy with spiky black hair with red streaks in it. He was wearing so much eyeliner, it was going down his face, and he was wearing black lipstick. He looked exactly like Joel Madden. He was so sexy, my body went all hot when I saw him. Kind of like an erection, only I'm a girl, so I didn't get one.
I'm so sorry, he said in a shy voice.
That's all right, what's your name?
My name's Harry Potter! The best English accent I can do. Although most people call me the vampire these days, he grumbled.
Why?
Because I love the taste of human blood, he giggled.
Well, I'm a vampire.
Really?
Yeah. We sat down to talk for a while. Then Draco came up behind me and told me he had a surprise for me, so I went away with him.
So she goes with... I can't do that voice anymore. She goes into his room and locked the door.
We started...
Oh, fuck me.
We started Frenching passively.
Passively? We were just lazy about it? And we took off each other's clothes enthusiastically. He felt me up before I took off my top. Then I took off my black leather bra and he took off his pants. We went on the bed and started making out naked. And then he put his boy thing in mine and we had sex. Oh, Draco! Draco! I screamed while getting an orgasm when all of a sudden I saw a tattoo I'd never seen before on Draco's arm. It was a black heart with an arrow through it. On it, in bloody gothic writing were the words vampire. I was so pissed. You bastard! I shouted, jumping off of the bed. No, 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 you don't understand, Draco pleaded. You fucking idiot! You probably have AIDS anyway! I put on my clothes all huffily and then stomped out. Draco ran out even though he was naked. He had a really big you-know-what, but I was too mad to care. I stomped out and did so until I was in Vampire's classroom. Vampire was having a lesson with Professor Snape and some other people. I screamed, Vampire Potter, you motherfucker! Oh, that's right, because Draco and Vampire Potter are apparently gay lovers. Everyone in the class stared at me, and then Draco came into the room, even though he was naked and started begging me to take him back. Ebony, it's not what you think, he said. My friend Bloody Mary Smith smiled at me understatedly. She flipped her long waist-length goth black hair and opened her crimson eyes like blood that she was wearing contact lenses in. She had pale white skin. We don't need a whole description of what Bloody Mary looks like. Vampire Potter, I can't believe you cheated on me with Draco, I shouted at him. Everyone gasped. I don't know why Ebony was so mad at me. What? I thought the story was being told through the eyes of Ebony. Now all of a sudden it's not. I'm utterly confused and annoyed. I think we should just bail on this story because it is so bad. Like, not in a good way. To help out, though, we're going to turn to our good friends at Gone Wild Audio. That's a subreddit over there at Reddit. And it's basically just people recording themselves have sex. Recording themselves pretending to have sex. They, you know, people will write scripts and then other people will act these scenes out. I've got one to share with you that I thought was really good. And this should make up for the awful story. The title is Rutting Anal Bitch 2. Your Nut in My Guts. Just a girl talking filthy. Take a listen.
Yeah. yeah, fuck my shithole, baby.
Yeah,
fuck my guts. I love your cock deep inside my ass.
This is pretty good. I'll give this woman credit where credit is due. I could do without a lot of the, yeah, that's filler. That's like saying, or a lot. You know, you're trying to come up with the next thing to say. So it's just like, fill my shitter with your nut. What else? Yeah, seed my butthole! You know, she's just really trying to come up with something. She should really write out a script.
Oh, yeah. Use my intestines as a sheath for your dick, baby. Oh, yeah, really give it to me. Oh, yeah, work my shitter muscles.
I've never heard a woman utter that phrase before. Work my shitter muscles. I like this girl.
Oh, yeah, annihilate my poop shoe.
This girl for real.
Oh, yeah, I want to feel your nut inside my entrails.
Oh! There's no hot way to use the word entrails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I should have just played this whole thing. This should have been today's Sextastic Tuesday story. I thought I hit a home run with that, you know, Harry Potter. It's because it's supposed to be one of the most infamous, bad pieces of fan fiction out there. And I was just thoroughly disappointed. The people who have crowned My Immortal to be some sort of shitty erotic catcher in the rye, they've never listened to Distorted View. We've read so many better bad sex stories. Kind of making up for it, though.
Oh, yeah, loosen my asshole. Oh, yeah. I'm running for you so good. I love feeling you stretch my guts open around your girth. Fucking my innards. My nasty little fucking ass pocket. Oh, yeah, my nasty shitter. Oh, yeah, it's so good. I wanna feel your nut throughout my guts. You cum throughout my intestines.
Okay. All right, let me fast forward towards the end here.
Come inside my rectal depth. Oh, yeah, I can feel your claws. Oh, yeah. Bust inside me, I'll come with you at the same time. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're hot fucking slime inside me.
Do you think this is a guy who can just do, like, a girl's voice? This sounds like something I would do.
Oh,
yeah. Blow your slime in my ass cavity!
And I'm gonna poop out your dick. So I can squeeze your nasty, nasty cock slop out. Oh, yeah.
Push it out, push it out.
I'm feeling you dribble and slobber out.
Come far.
Shitting out your nasty, nasty fucking repulsive cum load. Oh, baby.
Winding down. Very good job. The comments agree with me. Love this nasty, filthy talk of shitholes. You can do more like these anytime. I gotta remember her username, because I bet you she'll be back with more good audio for us. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for December 6th, 2014, brought to you by our amazing friends, whether they like it or not, AdamandEve.com. I'm sure they're ecstatic to be associated with Distorted View Daily today. For a limited time, get 10 free gifts with your order just by using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Not familiar with Adam and Eve? They got over 20,000 adult products. We're talking movies. They probably have five-hour compilation Gmail porn DVDs as well. You might want to check that out. Toys, lingerie, costumes, S&M gear. If it's sexual in nature, AdamandEve.com probably has you covered. Check them out. Pick out something you like. Add it to your cart. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at checkout. You'll get 10 free gifts, including 6 free full-length adult movies, a gift for her, a gift for him, something you can both enjoy. That's like 3 special gifts right there, in addition to the movies. And then, of course, free shipping on your order. No shipping charges whatsoever. So you know, they're not going to hit you with any hidden charges. Go to AdamandEve.com right now. Use coupon code FREAK. Or you can even use coupon code TIM. Or why not? Coupon code DV. 2 little letters will save you on shipping, get you all sorts of free gifts. Go to AdamandEve.com right now and support them and Distorted View. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Big day today. We've got an extended episode. That means if you are Sideshow members, you're going to get bonus material at the end of the show in the form of 15 to 20 minutes of extra show, extra audio, more cum farts, more tranny porn. It's very exciting. Sign up if you are not already a member. Superfreaksideshow.com. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Also, quarterly, semi-annual, and lifetime membership options are available. Sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow, I'll be back doing a show just for paying members. And on Friday, we'll do a Sideshow exclusive program. So there you go. There's 3 shows right there this week alone with Sideshow content. So, you know, it's an incredible deal. Plus, you get access to the archive. 10 years worth of DV. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, an 85-year-old woman in Waco, Texas has been arrested. Why, you ask? Well, she allegedly kidnapped her neighbor's cats and made them into fur coats. She's very crafty. Local residents couldn't figure out where their cats were disappearing to. So one or more residents decided to hire a private investigator. Some even thought they saw their own cats as part of her fur coats. Can you imagine that? The owner of the cat could identify the pattern in the woman's coat as being their cat. Eventually, the investigator successfully videotaped the woman stealing a neighbor's cat. According to World News Daily Report, that does not sound like a reputable news source, the woman admitted in court that she tried to raise her own cats, but became too attached to them. That's when she decided to just, you know, steal other people's cats instead of, you know, buying a fur coat or something. Prior to being caught on tape, the woman denied all allegations. Then when she saw herself on camera, she's like, oh, you mean those cats? Yeah, I did steal those. Prosecutors allege that the retired fashion designer skinned the cats in her basement. I've got a picture of this woman wearing her fur coat made of cats. And you can check it out at distortedview.com or superfreaksideshow.com as today's banner picture or whatever. Investigators estimate that a total of 30 cats were required to make a single jacket. Additionally, they reported that 20 skinned cats were found at the crime scene. If guilty, and I'm guessing she's going to be found guilty, it's not looking so good for this woman. The unnamed lady could spend up to 18 months in prison. Not years, months. I'm sure a lot of you animal lovers are outraged at that, but the good news is she might die in prison. She is an old lady. All right, second story we have for you today. When Alice Woodruff from Waterbury, Connecticut, walked into her backyard last Tuesday, the last thing she expected to see was her neighbor, totally naked, raping her pit bull terrier, which was tied to the wall. But that's exactly the sight she saw. According to good old Alice, I thought my dog had killed somebody because I saw a man underneath her. I started to scream. I had a citronella candle and I threw it at him, screaming, "Get off my dog! You have to get out of here!" He said, "No! Today's the day we're going to spend the rest of our lives together! It's their wedding day, lady, and you're throwing citronella candles at him?" As soon as the penny dropped for Woodruff, never heard that phrase before, and she realized that the neighbor, whom she never met before, was mentally ill, she recalls thinking to herself, "Did something like this just land in my backyard? Yeah, you're watching him rape your dog!" When the man told her that he had been sent to do this heinous act by ISIS, ISIS strikes again, Woodruff was sure something simply wasn't right. That's the point you realized something is wrong here. He pranced through the yard naked, yelling, "This is our day, and you have to prosper in it. ISIS sent me." With that, Woodruff rushed to her house, grabbed her gun, and returned to the backyard, showing her neighbor that the gun was loaded. He kept saying that this is a plan, that we're going to die today in a massacre. He didn't seem to care that I had the gun, and I kept it down. Then I gave him a warning, and I shot the gun to the right into the dirt. Unfortunately, due to the neighbor's mental condition, he still didn't get the message that Woodruff was trying to get across to him. So, he put his arms out and started walking towards me, kind of like a zombie, I think, telling me to kill him. But to know that as soon as I kill him, we were going to die. Honestly, the whole time I thought there was a bomb or a gun and he was just going to take it out and do a massacre. The neighbor was taken by police to the local hospital for a mental health evaluation, and he will subsequently be arrested on charges of cruelty to an animal, sexual assault, and breach of peace. Speaking of animal cruelty, I have a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, the owner of a Delray Beach, Florida reptile shop has been arrested on battery and cruelty to animal charges on Monday after he allegedly struck employees with a live lizard. A bearded dragon, specifically. According to the Broward Palm Beach New Times...
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
That's right. Thank you, sassy black grandma. Where have you been? 40-year-old Ben Segal put a bearded dragon into his mouth and began striking employees with it. So he had the dragon in his mouth and he was whipping it around. The incident was recorded on store surveillance cameras. Segal then reportedly threw the lizard into the air and swung it around several times. The defendant did unnecessarily torment the animal. as opposed to necessarily tormenting the animal. Handling the animal in a cruel and or inhumane manner and intentionally committed an act to the animal which results in excessive and repeated infliction of unnecessary pain or suffering to the animal. Seagull appeared in court on Monday and was held on $4,500 bond. He's charged with one count of cruelty to animals and two counts of battery. A bearded dragon, of course, is one of eight lizard species called a pagona. They can vary in size and lifespan. It's not the first time this man and his shop have been in the news. Of course not. In 2012, a 32-year-old man collapsed and died after competing in a roach-eating contest at the pet store. What were they competing for? What was the grand prize? A female ivory ball python. Witnesses said Edward Archbold began to vomit moments after the contest ended with vomiting up roaches. That must have been quite the sight. Then collapsed outside the shop. Paramedics on the scene were unable to revive him. An autopsy found that roach parts had become lodged in his airway and choked him to death. So there you go. That second story about this pet store was way weirder than the bearded dragon story. They should have led with that. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, if you're new to the program, maybe you've just never called in to the voicemail line, give it a shot. Say hi to me, 206-666-4463, like these morons. I mean, adoring fans.
Tim, you plump, supple fucktard.
I'll take it. I'll take that as a compliment. The plump part, not so much, but supple? All right.
You've been on this kick recently of playing lawyers' advertisements, you know, the Hammer Shapiro.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm on a kick. I did it two times.
And all those goofballs. Digging through the archives, I'm listening to August 17th, 2006. You played the exact same.
Oh, I'm sorry I don't remember something from eight fucking years ago. Occasionally things are going to be replayed. I'm sorry.
The Hammer Shapiro fucking ad. And I don't begrudge you because I know you're a forgetful jackass and don't remember everything you play on the show.
Of course
but
not.
What I find amusing is that your commentary is exactly the fucking same. You got nothing new to say about the clip you played almost 10 years ago. It's...
Well, what else can be said about it?
What are you doing? What... This is your life. What are you doing, Tim? What are you doing?
All right, someone not happy with me because I've played a clip before.
I love weed. Weed loves me. I have many STDs. It started with a hump.
This is a 3-minute voicemail.
But I wanted more, so I raped a dinosaur. Hey, Tim, this is...
I like voicemails that start off with a song.
Cousin from... Yeah. Of Retard Authority. Yeah, you know, the one that was in the mental health institution twice. I just got released about 2 weeks ago for severe depression.
Okay.
Suicidal, homicidal tendencies, you know.
Homicidal tendencies as well? It's one thing to inflict pain on yourself.
Normal stuff. Apparently I dissociate, which is interesting because that just means at any point I just flip and...
snap.
To this...
This is my listener base. Unstable people.
Really, really fucked up person.
All right, well, look, you went and you got help,
and
you seem to be much better now.
So, yeah, it's like
the fuck am I kidding?
I have multiple personalities, which is really interesting, but...
Well, you know, for each of your personalities, you need to get a new Sideshow subscription. No freebies, I mean, come on. If you think you're a different person, you all have to sign up. It's only fair, right? All right, well, good luck. I hope you're okay.
Good day, Tim. Proud Sideshow Freak Smithy calling in.
on my voyage from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania to Toledo, Ohio to visit my parents for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Just passed the National Fuel sign. Thought of you because I love you. And listening to DB, catching up on your 1212 show, you were played a clip about Don't Jerk and Drive. Well, my friend, I am a master at jerking and driving. I used to deliver donuts in Ohio. I would have to travel the turnpike back to the shop in Toledo. And
you would jerk off during your delivery?
Oh, 100 times or more at least I've jerked off on the Ohio Turnpike driving a donut truck. Just thought you'd like that. And I,
that's a creepy image, isn't it?
Wanted you to know that...
don't whatever donut shop he worked at, don't eat the glazed.
I am STD-ing. I got my boy Kelsey Bear to sign up for the sideshow.
Oh, very
good. So another freak to the flock. I love you, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Another freak to the frock. All right. And finally...
Dude, Tim, so I was just watching the Mari show, and right now they're looking for interns. So this is really, I guess, a message to the freaks and not so much you, but... If anyone out there is unemployed or in college or some bullshit,
oh,
you go apply to work on the Maury Show and we can get one of our own on the inside.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
There's a lot of good stories if you work at Maury. All right. That's a good tip for you if you're a college student and need some intern credits or whatever. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Hold on. I'm sorry. Ugh. Oh, I'm going to vomit. Ugh. I'm drinking this stuff called Kickapoo Joy Juice. It sounds like a retarded beverage, Kickapoo Joy Juice. But, you know, I've got that blog, that soda blog, fizzled out, and these people who created this drink, or who sell it, the company, contacted me and said, hey, we would love for you to try it and possibly review it. And I said, okay, and they finally sent it to me, and it's like a citrus drink. Here's the thing, all citrus drinks really taste the same, or similar. So it's like, you know, Kickapoo Joy Juice is okay. Nothing extraordinary about it. It's like, I don't know, it's like a mellow yellow, Mountain Dewy, I don't know. It's all right. Nothing noteworthy. But if you see it on the store shelves, pick it up and try it, because they were nice enough to send me some. Wow, what an endorsement. All right, watch you guys do email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. A voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Oh, yeah, work my shitter muscles.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Thursday, because, again, remember, tomorrow we've got another exclusive show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Mary had a fucking little lamb.